Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Daf Pei, Zvachim ADA, pagination is 159. We'll start from the middle of the Mishnah, which is the first line on today's Daf. Hanitanin b'matana achas, shenis arvo b'nitanin b'matana achas. If you have karbanos that were shecht, and their blood is in a vessel, and it's ready to be brought on the Mizbeach, and accidentally they mixed the blood of one carbon with the blood of another carbon, but the needs of the carbon are compatible. They're both carbonos that need matana achas, one giving on the Mizbeach. Yinosnu b'matana achas. So the Mishnah says that now that they're mixed, they still each have their own presence of blood, and you could proceed and do the one giving, and that one act of giving counts for both portions of blood that are in the vessel. The blood gets mixed, and both of them are making it to the Mizbeach. Similarly, third line, Matan Arba b'Matan Arba. If you have two bloods that each need to be placed on the Mizbeach on the four corners, yinasnu b'matan arba, so go do it, and it's going to count for both bloods. Rashi mentions, not necessarily that it has to be placed on each corner, that's the type of carbon that we're describing, it has to be done on each side. It's shtayim shehin arba, when you put it on the specific corners that are designated, the ones that have the yesod, so they split, and doing it once on the corner counts for both of the sides that are adjacent to each other. So this is straightforward. Two bloods that need one, mixed. Two bloods that need four, mixed. Great. What happens, fourth line of the page, matan arba b'matana achas? If something needs four, got mixed in something that needs one, so what are you supposed to do? On the one hand, you want to do the four, but that means you're doing extra, of which one of them is not required to do. On the other hand, you only want to do one, so that you're not doing anything extra that you're not supposed to do, but then you didn't really fulfill everything you were supposed to do. What do you... Okay, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yinosno b'matan arba, you do the method of four. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yinosno b'matan achas, Rabbi Yeshua says you do the method of one. Omer lo Rabbi Eliezer, over about Tigra, Rabbi Eliezer says if you only do one and you're supposed to do more, then you're diminishing the amount of the mitzvah. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Reu over Abal Tosif. Rabbi Yeshua responded and said, if you do more than one of the bloods that's in the cup requires, then you're adding improperly. And this is a reference to the mitzvah in Parshas Re'eh, in the Chinuch, it's Tafnun Dalid, Tafnun Hey, that you're not allowed to add or subtract to or from mitzvahs. Omale Rabbi Eliezer responded, Lo nemar bal tosef ela kashuhu ba'atzmo. The concept of bal tosef only applies if it's on its own. But if you are being influenced, if something else is driving you to do it, you're doing it because some of the blood needs an extra giving on the Mizbeach, so then that's not bal tosef. Omar le Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua responded, Lo nema bal tigra le kishuhu ba'atzmo. Make the same argument. You don't say, I'm diminishing improperly unless it's on its own and I could have done it. But if the reason I'm diminishing is because there are other considerations, that's not an act of bal tigra. And the karban is satisfactory even with one giving. So even though I'm supposed to do more, But I have reluctance to do that because of Bal Tosif, and it's Bal Tigra, it's not Bal Tigra. Va'odomer Rabbi Yeshua, and furthermore Rabbi Yeshua said, Kishanasata, if you're to give because you're in the bind between the two types of bloods, Avarta Baltosif, Vyasisamasa Biyadcha, you're doing a violation of deviating from the mitzvah by adding, and you're doing it proactively. Kishalonasata, but if you don't do Avarta Baltigra, let's assume that indeed you're doing Baltigra, you're diminishing. But at least you're not doing anything proactively. And since the mitzvah, the karban, will be satisfied with one giving, which is compatible with both types of bloods, that's all you should do, and that's how the Rambam paskens. Now, we encounter this question, perhaps not the exact sophistication of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, but we encounter this question of Baltosif fairly commonly when we have mitzvahs that, for whatever reason, require additional attention. The Sde Chemed in Chelek Aleph, page 428 and 429, discusses if a person does a mitzvah mepnei hasafik, because he's not sure if he fulfilled the mitzvah, and therefore he's going to do it again. Leka baltosif, the simple understanding is that if that's his intent, that's not called baltosif. There's discussion, for example, regarding shmini atzeres, eating in the sukkah. Is that going to be baltosif? Is there a question of Baltosif when a person blows shofar on second day Rosh Hashanah? There's a question about those who wear a second pair of tefillin, the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, as they're called. Why isn't that an example of Baltosif? You wore tefillin. You want to wear more tefillin, so wear it additionally. But you're going ahead and you're wearing a different type of tefillin after the first tefillin. What are you doing? Is that baltosif? And we have these different types of questions. The general approach, somehow, to sidestep the question of baltosif, is that if it's being done mishum safek, or if we make it look like we're not for sure doing it as a mitzvah, there are those that will only sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. If it's not very unusually inclement weather, if it's very cold, then it becomes questionable because you're clearly doing it for the mitzvah. And in which case, we have the question, is that an example of Baltosif? But for our purposes, simply to be aware that just as this Mishnah addressed Baltosif, Baltigra, you'll have the question of Baltosif, at least as a question that needs an answer. Whenever you go ahead, you did a mitzvah, and now you're doing it again, or you're adding to it, all because of some consideration, you need to have a response as to why that's not a problem. Again, the simple response, Mishum Sofik, I'm doing it because I'm not sure. I'm not doing it intentionally to add on to the mitzvah. I'm doing it because the very mitzvah that I tried to do is not clear to me that I did it. If a person's not sure that he benched correctly, if the halacha is that he has to bench again, is that Baltosif? It's a Shaila of Baltosif. That's the halacha. The halacha is, we're not sure that you benched. Shmona Esrei, again, he's going to say Shmona Esrei again because he made a mistake. He said Mashav Ruach when he wasn't supposed to, etc. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.